This song came to us when we were moving from New York City to Washington, D.C. over September 11th. And we heard how quickly the media went straight to war and retribution as the only response. And we were actually in the D.C. area at the time when it happened. But when the bridges and tunnels opened, we went back up to New York and sang the song for the first peace rally that was being organized. We were planning to sing it, actually, at the first peace rally that they were organizing. And we sang it that day, and 10,000 people sang with us all the way from Union Square to Times Square. But in our drive up, we saw all the overpasses draped with flags, all the, you know, the words to the Star Spangled Banner on successive sheets on overpasses, and Nuke Bin Laden graffiti. And I'm a very visually oriented person, so when they asked everyone to wear white to that demonstration, we just felt like it wasn't enough, you know. So we wrote Salam, peace in Arabic, and Shalom, peace in Hebrew, and peace in English, on our shirts that day. Well, since that day, this song has traveled around the world, and so has this shirt. You know, I really think when we wore these that day, people just said, this is what I stand for. Not what the media is telling everybody to stand for, this is what I stand for. So we had some of these printed up when we got home. And we took them down to the National Mall by all the monuments. And a woman walked up, she said, what's the biggest size you have? And we pulled it out of the bag. And this woman took it and pulled it down over her burqa. We'd love to have you sing the song with us, if you would. Here's your part. Peace, salam, shalom.